We pray over the word. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you that your word is life to those who find it. And it is health and healing to our flesh. Father, as we open your word today and as we hear your voice, Father, I pray and I thank you for revelation. I pray and I thank you for understanding. And I thank you, Father, that faith comes by hearing the word today. We give you praise in Jesus' name. All of God's people said, hallelujah and amen. All right, I like that one. All right, so we're getting back into it this morning. Want to go over some things. We've been talking about positioning ourselves and being in the right place. Amen. To position ourselves for victory, we've got to be in the right place, yeah. Right? To position yourself, you don't want to sign up or contract in business with somebody that might be an embezzler, right? Because there goes your money. Yep. He's going to steal from you, right? But you don't know that ahead of time, right? So what do we need to do? Pray. Ask the Lord. Lord, do I go into business with this man? Do I attach myself to this man or woman? So that's the first thing. We've got to pray to position ourselves. Pray and find out where we're supposed to be, what we're supposed to do in any given situation. That's just how life goes. We pray when we meet our spouse. Find out if that is our spouse, our soulmate, whatever they want to call it. You know, amen. Lord, is she for me? Is this from you? Oh, because I like her, you know. And hey, when I met Sue, oh man, Lord have mercy. I knew there was just something there, you know. It was just something about her that, oh, yep, okay, I'm in, you know. I got to have her, you know. So I made her my wife. Amen. Amen. And we've been happily married for 26 years. Been together for 28. We dated for 2 years. But it was God's hand. Yeah. And if you know the story about Sue and I, we were friends with all the same people, yet never met one another. She was my best friend's friend. I used to stay over at his house all the time. We used to hang out all the time. Never once. Go to parties all the time. Never once did I meet her. God kept us apart.
Yeah.
Because she probably would have said, I don't want to be around him. He's crazy. And she would have.
Yes.
I was known as the wild man Wilcox. I was a wild man. Dangerous. And God had a time.
Amen.
There was a time for me to meet her.
That's it. Yeah.
And that was the whole thing with God, his plan. And so it's amazing. And my friend Ray, I mean, literally, they were friends and known each other. I didn't even know that they knew each other. But one day, I'd asked the Lord, I got to get out of this business I'm in, this place that I was working at. It was not a good environment. And I was just, it was rough. So I prayed and asked the Lord. And he said, call your uncle. So I called my uncle. I said, Dave!
Yeah.
Dave, you got to get me out of here, man. Got to get me out of here, Dave. So Dave says, well, come on over here and I'll have you meet my boss and set up an interview. I said, okay. So I set it all up and I walk in the door and there's Sue sitting at the desk. Timing was everything. I said, hi. She said, hi, you know, what do you want? You know, I'm here for an interview. Okay, sit down. You know, anyway, she was bossy from the get-go. But praise the Lord. But I needed it. Amen. But that was the whole thing about positioning myself. It was for the right time. And I believe that you and I are here in the right time. We weren't born when we were born by accident. Your parents didn't get together and you weren't an accident.
That's right.
No matter how they felt about it.
Yeah.
You're here because God wanted you here.
That's right.
The word tells us that God breathed life into Adam and Eve. He breathed life into every living thing. The breath of life is what is in everything. You know, everything breathes.
Yeah.
Trees breathe.
Yeah.
And all that breath comes back to God.
Yeah.
It's continuous.
Yeah.
So, being in the right place, I believe you are in the right place.
Amen.
I believe you're born for this time. I believe you have a purpose in this time, in this year, in this next year, whatever. You have a purpose. You have a plan. But what do we have to do? We have to get that plan from God. Find out from God where we are to be, what we're supposed to do. Do I open up my own business? Do I go work over here? We got to find this out from God because, see, it's God's plan that gives us victory.
Yes.
If it's just our plan, you know, we can fail sometimes, right? We can miss the mark. We can fail. We can get into business with a guy that steals from us blind. So we've got to pray. Amen. You got to pray just to make it today. All right. So if you would please open your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 50. Hey, come here, you. Isaiah chapter 50. Praise God. Ha. Isaiah 50. We're just going to read verse 7. Isaiah 50 verse 7 says, "For the Lord God will help me." Therefore, well, for the Lord God will help me. That's got to be known in our heart.
Amen.
That my God will help me. Amen. "For the Lord God will help me. Therefore, I will not be disgraced." I love that. Think about that for a minute. "Because your God will help you, you will not be disgraced."
Amen.
When it's God's plan, you've got the victory already before it's even done.
Amen.
Why? Because you will not be disgraced. You're going to come out on top. You are going to shine.
That's right.
Because God is with you.
Yeah.
You will not be disgraced. He says, "Therefore, I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I will not be ashamed."
Amen.
Now, this, of course, is referring to Jesus. Jesus setting his face like a flint to get to that cross. Now, the word "set" means to be courageous, firm, to accomplish a certain thing in spite of all resistance. I'm going to say that again. To be courageous, firm, to accomplish a certain thing in spite of all resistance. You know, when you wake up in the morning, you're going to get resistance. Your body says, nah. Right? Doesn't it? Mine does. Mine's like, nope, I ain't getting out of bed. You know, hit the snooze thing, 8 more minutes, you know. Oh, you know, you're already getting resistance. We know because we're believers, we're going to get resistance from the enemy. He hates God. He's been kicked out of heaven. Therefore, he hates you.
That's right.
He hates me. Why? Well, I'm his child.
That's right.
Yeah. I am created, the Bible says, in his image and after his likeness. We look like God.
Yeah.
Amen. You and I, we are three in one, spirit, mind, body.
Amen.
God, Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Yes.
We're created like he is. We're created in his image, the Bible says, after his likeness. So we know that if we set a goal, we're going to get resistance. If we set our faith out there to receive something from God, the enemy's going to try to stop that by bringing fear. Because fear and faith do not what? They do not mix. They're like water and oil. They will not mix. It's not mixable. Fear and faith. You cannot be in faith, but be afraid that God won't. You have to settle in your heart, not in your mind, in your heart, that God will. That God will. Now, how do we know that God will?
Because he's for us and not against us.
Because he is for us. He's not against us. And why? It's his plan.
Amen.
This is his idea, not mine. I mean, we kind of sometimes think it was our idea. But this was God's plan for us.
Amen.
When I met my wife, I had no idea that it was God's plan for me to marry her. But boy, did I sure like her. You know, and boy, I sure did want to hang out, you know, with her and take her to dinner and, you know, hang out. Amen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And who would have known? When I first met her, marriage was not on my mind. I had just gotten out of marriage. So I wasn't really wanting to jump right into something. Amen. I wasn't wanting to be tied down. I was 20, you know, 21.
Yeah.
I was like ready to go, you know,
yeah,
out and have fun. But no, bad thing, bad thing. So amen. Nice thing about it, like that song I was telling you about that we have together. One of those things was she saved my life by slowing me down. There, when I would do something, I would feel guilty, but not for myself, but because of her. Not because of God either. Now, I wasn't running with God at that time either. I knew God and loved God, but I wasn't focused on him, right? But in that sense, she slowed me down. She saved my life in many areas and made me refocus a lot of my life. Amen. And she, like I said, I told you, I'd wake up in the middle of the night and there she is praying over me. Got her hand on me, praying on me, right? Like, what are you doing, you know? And You know, like Jesse DePlan was talking about his mama praying over him. He'd call her up, "Mama, stop that praying." Yeah. You know, because, you know, she getting him out of a, he'd go into a bar and get out of there. What? You know, he'd freak out. But he knew his mama was praying. But she helped me in so many areas. So I know that when I set a goal, when I put my faith out there, I use the word goal, but when I put my faith out there for something, I know resistance will try to come. The enemy will first say, "That's not for you." That's the first thing. "No, you don't. You can't have that. You can't have that. You'll not surely die."
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that what he does?
Oh, yeah.
Right to Adam and Eve. First thing off the bat. "No, you won't surely die." Oh, that's what he's going to. "You can't do that." There is no can't in God.
That's right.
There's no can't in God.
That's right.
With "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." I can. And you've got to wake up in the morning and say, "I can and I will. I will not be ashamed."
Amen.
"I will accomplish this goal." Amen. "I'm going to set my face like a flint."
That's right.
"I'm going to be courageous, firm to accomplish that certain thing in spite of the resistance."
That's right.
Amen. In spite of it. Oh, do you want to try and bring resistance? Now I'm really going to go after it. Amen. So we got to go after it in spite of all resistance. Go to Luke 9. Luke 9 and wrong one. There we go. Let's look at verse 51. It says, "Now it came to pass when the time had come for him," talking about Jesus, "to be received up, that he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem."
Yes.
Now we understand that the devil did everything throughout the entire life of Jesus to stop him from being born up until his crucifixion. The enemy was trying to stop him. He was always receiving resistance from the dark side, from the evil ones. Amen. Always receiving resistance. But what did he do? He set his face. "I'm going to get to Jerusalem. And I will not, I love to go back to, and I will not be ashamed. I will not be disgraced. My God is with me. I will get this done." When you set your goal, you must set it in God's hands. And don't look to the right or the left. Don't waver. Right? Remember what wavering does? When you waver, you're unstable.
That's right.
Right? You're unstable. So we can't waver.
That's right.
So Jesus set his face like a flint to get to Jerusalem. He was steadfast. He was immovable off of his goal. He was not going to be detoured.
Amen.
He was going to make it. Now look at verse 62. "But Jesus said to him, 'No one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom.'" How many, I don't know about you, but I've set goals and I've failed. Maybe not you guys, but that has happened to me. All right. I've done things and I've failed in some areas. And what does the devil always try to do? He always tries to bring that up. He always tries to bring that up. But I have to do something in those. You see, if I'm only looking at my failures, I will never step out to go after another goal.
That's right.
I'll never even step out to try to do the same thing again.
Yeah. Come on.
To accomplish it. If I look at the failure, look at what Einstein, right? Edison, if they would have stopped. "Oh, it doesn't work. Okay." You know, like my phone. I can't work that silly thing, you know. But if I don't keep going at it, I'll never get it accomplished what I need, right? You know, so I've got to stop looking at my failures.
Amen.
You have to forget about your failures. We're going to go to a very, very important scripture. Amen. And so here's my main thing in verse 60 is don't look back. Don't look back.
Amen.
Only look forward.
Right.
Look at what is ahead. Don't look back. When you look back, you begin to focus on it and brood over it and think, "I'm a failure." And you're not a failure. You're not a failure.
Amen.
You are a winner. You're an overcomer, the Bible says.
Yes.
Right? You're an overcomer. You overcome resistance.
Amen.
When resistance comes, as long as you don't quit, you will overcome. God's hand would lift you up. Amen. Go to Philippians chapter 3. Flip on over to Philippians. Chapter 3, amen. Hi, come here, you. Philippians 3, and let's look at start in verse 12 here. This is Paul talking. He says, not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press on. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
I forget those things behind me.
Yes.
We got to forget them.
Yes.
We got to forget them. When the devil brings them up, say, no, I'm a winner. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm an overcomer. You have no right to bring that up to me. You know, a marriage will never make it when they continually bring up their failures to one another.
Amen.
It doesn't work. It just doesn't work. When you read what love really means, nowhere in there does it say that we bring up our spouse's failures, our loved one's failures. Never. Once it's done and we've asked for forgiveness of one another, what do? Just as God does in His Word, He says He forgets. He forgets it. So what do? We forget it. We forget it. Just as He said here, I forget those things which are behind me. Because see, if I don't forget them, I'll never press on to the things ahead. I'll always stay back here. Back in my failures. Back in, oh well, she didn't make dinner. Back in, oh well, you know, I don't have any clean socks. You know, oh no, the world's going to end, you know. There are times, amen, that you will have disagreements as husbands and wives. But they're disagreements. They're not fights. The devil tries to turn it into a fight. We have to know and understand what's going on. We've got to be alert to him, knowing he's going to try to separate. It's all he's ever going to do in life is separate you, divide you, just as he did with Adam and Eve to divide them from God. He wants to do the same thing with you. See, you and your wife or you and your husband have become one.
Amen.
He doesn't like that one thing. He wants that separated. Because where one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. So if he can separate you, you won't be as strong. Amen? Now I want to read this out of the Bible Message. The Message says this. Same scriptures. It says, I'm not saying that I have this all together or that I have made it. But I am well on my way, reaching out for Christ, who has so wondrously reached out for me. Friends, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert in all of this. But I've got my eye on the goal, where God is beckoning us onward to Jesus. I'm off and running, and I'm not turning back. I'm not turning back. I'm off and running. And I'm not turning back. I'm off and running, and I'm not looking back. I'm off and running, and I'm forgetting those things that are behind me. Because when you're off and running, the only time you're looking behind you is to see if somebody else is coming up on you. Well, you know the devil's always going to be trying to come up on you, right? So why look back? We're not worried about how close he is.
That's right.
Right? We're not worried about how, you know, kick some dust in his face, whatever you got to do. Bottom line is, he's always going to try to resist you when you're off and running.
Amen.
Always going to try to keep you down, keep you from going, keep you from winning, keeping you from being able to say, look and see what God did for me today. Oh, let me tell you what my God did for me.
Awesome.
See, he doesn't want you to have victory.
No.
He doesn't want you to be blessed. Oh, he hates it. He hates it that you're blessed. He hates it that you've got eternal life. He hates it that you're righteous.
That's right.
He hates it that you have no penalties of sin and death. He hates it. Why? Because he's got those penalties.
Oh boy.
He's got those penalties. He's going to burn, baby, burn. For eternity, the Bible says. So when you set your face or your mind or actually your heart, your heart has got to be in the goal. When you set your heart into that goal, you must forget the past. Because that's what the devil will always bring up. Forget the past. Forget it. Yeah, I know I blew it, but forget it. Is that easy? No. It's not easy. It's not easy for me to forget the things that I did against God. It's not easy for me to forget my life and all the nastiness I used to do. It's not easy for me to forget that. But I know I'm redeemed.
Amen.
I know I'm free from the penalties of the things that I did. I know that my God is not even bringing those ever up to me. I'm free from that.
Amen.
So I don't look back. I keep my heart in my goal. Forgive yourself. Number one, most important thing is if you're going to start, you've got to forgive yourself. I've had to forgive myself for the things I did against my God. I've had to forgive myself for the things I've done against my wife, my children. I've had to forgive myself for the things I did against myself, but most of all, the things I've done against God. Most of all. Yeah. Yeah. And He still loved me. You believe that? I mean, wow. It's hard to comprehend that up here, that He would love me. Really? But He did. He did. He loved me so much, He sent His Son to die for me and for you. He's awesome. He's awesome. And He loves me. He loves me. Amen. So I've got to then, if He'll forgive me, I got to forgive myself.
Amen.
What right do I have, if my God has forgiven me, what right do I have to not forgive myself?
That's right.
I don't have that right. Remember, the Bible says, I'm not my own. I've been bought with a price.
Amen.
I'm His.
Amen.
Nice thing is, He's mine.
Yes.
Just as a husband and wife are.
Yes.
I'm hers, and she's mine.
Yes.
And this is my symbol of I'm hers. This is so that everyone knows I'm hers. That way women I don't know why, but they like to, when this is on, to come and, I don't know, maybe they like the challenge. I don't know. Or it's maybe just the devil temptations trying to get you to break your covenant with your wife. But this is my symbol.
Amen.
Amen? That I'm taken. That I'm owned by her. She owns me. And she does.
That's right.
And she wants to tell me, you ain't doing that. She can tell me that. Now, I can be one of two things. I'll do what I want. You can't tell me nothing, man. Or I can, maybe I'll look at that and see if you're right on that. And listen, anytime your wife or your husband says, hey, sweetheart, I don't think that's a good idea, maybe you should pray. That usually means maybe you should pray. She may be on the right track. He may be on the right track. The Lord maybe speak. You're so caught up in the goal that you're going after that maybe you're not hearing the voice of God as well. But she's not caught up in it, so she is hearing.
Yes.
And the Bible says that she's our helper.
Yes.
Right? She's a helper.
Yes.
Right? So maybe she's hearing from God and she's trying to help you.
Yes.
Hey, I'm trying to help you. Amen. Let her help you. Amen. Pray about it.
Yes.
Set your mark. And press against the resistance. Press against that resistance. Set your goal. Set your mark. I will accomplish this today. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. Or I will accomplish this by the end of this week. Or month. Or year. Or amen. Set that goal. Set it. Set it in stone. Keep your focus on it. Keep your eyes on it. Don't look to the left or to the right. Don't begin to say, what if it doesn't happen? Because we already know, if it's God, you'll not be ashamed or disgraced.
Amen.
Amen?
That's right.
So we don't look at what if. We don't look to the right or to the left. We set our face and we go forward. Set your mark and press against the resistance. He talked about not apprehending. Not that I have apprehended. And the word apprehend means this. To apprehend is to seize. To lay hold of, which he even uses. Not that I have laid hold of. To lay hold of. To take possession of. To overtake. So when you set your goal, you want to seize that goal. When you set your goal, you want to lay hold of it. Amen? When you set your goal, you want to take possession of it. It's mine. That's mine. Amen? You want to overtake your goal. I have to have faith that I will apprehend.
Amen.
I will apprehend that goal.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Because that is it. That's when I know I'm with God, I know I can't fail.
That's right.
I know that if it's God, I won't fail.
Right.
I know if it's just me, there's the possibility of failure. I don't like to fail at anything. I can't stand being late. I just don't like to fail. But I don't look at it. I don't focus on it if I do. I don't say, well, I guess I'm never going to try anything again. No. What I forget the things that are behind.
Amen.
I press on to the things that are ahead.
That's right.
I ask myself things like this. What mark will you leave in this earth? What will that mark be? Will your mark last? How will you be remembered? I ask myself that a lot because I always wanted to be like my dad. And my dad's mark is going to last. My dad's mark that he left on us and on many of you and this earth, it will last. And it's a good mark.
Yes.
It's a good one. You know, you see this idiot that this murderer in Vegas, he needed Jesus.
Amen.
His father was a bank robber, broke out of prison, was running from the law. We now know that his brother, they found, was into child pornography.
Yes.
He's wanted. This guy, of course, murdered and killed all these people. That's his mark, that he's going to last. That's what he'll be remembered as.
Yep.
His daddy is remembered as a bank robber and a man who broke out of it. That's how he's remembered. My father's remembered as a preacher of faith,
Amen.
As a man of God.
That's
how my father's remembered.
Yep.
So I ask myself, will I be remembered as a man of God?
Yes.
How will you be remembered? Will what you've done in this earth last? Will it be remembered? Will it be a good memory?
Amen.
What I've done in this earth, will my children have a good perception of me when I'm gone? How will they think about their dad, you know? How will they think about me? That's important to me. It is. It's important to me that I know that my children love me, and I know they do, but I want them to remember me in a right way, as a good preacher, a teacher, a man of God, right? I want to be remembered by them in that way. Just as my son, he was at school, and they asked, well, who would you like to be like? And he picked my dad. He didn't pick me. He didn't pick me. He picked me, wanted to be like my dad. That's how important my dad is to him. What an awesome thing to say, my grandson wants to be like me.
Yeah.
What a mark. What a memory. And that is, my son has a wonderful memory of his grandpa.
Yeah.
Wonderful memories. Memories of hearing the word be preached and knowing that he loved him. And he took him on fishing trips, you know. And these are the things that he's going to remember of my dad. He's not going to remember things that dad did in his past. We didn't bring up the past. No. All he knows is my dad was a Marine.
Yeah.
Awesome Marine.
That's right.
And a preacher.
Amen.
But he was a Marine. Yeah. You know. That's right. When I was talking to the Army recruiters back when I was 17 years old. And,
oh, my gosh.
They called the house, wanted to talk to me. And Mom asked, well, who is this? And, well, this is the Army recruiter. She said, hey. We're Marines here. Click. And hung up the phone on the guy. So needless to say, I didn't go into the Army. I never got that call ever either, so I think she scared him. But will your goal last? Will your mark last? Will it be remembered? What is your life goal? Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever sat down and had a life goal? You know, people like they say like a bucket list. Well, I don't want a list of things, but one thing, a goal that you want in life.
Yeah.
You know, mine is to have something to leave to my grandchildren's children.
That's right.
An inheritance of something. That's my life goal, that I'll have something that I can leave to my children's children.
Yes.
Amen. That's just my life goal. Have you ever sat down and thought about a life goal? I like this one. Having a positive mental attitude.
Amen.
The PMA.
Yeah.
I call myself Mr. PMA. Positive mental attitude.
Yeah.
Is your attitude a good attitude? Is it contagious? Is it worth catching?
Yeah. It is.
See, some people's attitude is not worth catching. You know, you ever don't want to be around certain people? Oh, there's this guy. But anyway. It's hard to talk to some people sometimes. You know, it's hard to be around certain people sometimes. Amen. But have a positive mental attitude about what you're going after. I know I can do this. A weightlifter doesn't say, I can't do that. I'm not even going to try. A weightlifter looks at that weight and says, I can do this. You know, and he goes crazy to get it done, and veins popping out of his head, and, you know, oh my. But he does everything he can. He didn't say, well, I can't do this, so I'm not gonna. And then he adds more weight. Oh, yeah, I'm going to try that one too. Why? He's going to continue. Why? He's pressing forward, pressing on, going after a goal he set.
Getting better.
Right. He says, I want to get to 400 pounds and I'm at 375. You know,
yeah.
I'm going at it. You know, I want to lift that or bench that or squat that or whatever. But whatever that goal is, he set that goal and he's got a positive mental attitude about attaining that goal.
Amen.
He's going after it. Amen. So have a positive mental attitude in your goal. I like this. Make your goal expandable. Make your goal expandable. You know how things will expand? Yeah. Let your goal, don't put your goal in a little box. Let your goal expand. You know, many churches started out with 20, 30 people. And many churches that were at 20 and 30 people are now at 2, 3, 4, 5,000 people. They didn't put their goal in that little box and say, well, we're 20 and that's all we really want to be. No. They allowed their goal to expand.
Yeah.
Amen. My dad, mom, started out in the ministry. They started out as Christian Faith Teaching Center in a storefront. It was an old Lawson's. You know, they started, of course, in Bible studies. But when we finally had a place, it was, you know, in a little storefront, you know. Well, they went from that storefront to another place, to a little pool house, to using a school, to building their building. They did not put their goal in a box. They kept it expandable. So allow your goal to be expandable. Be a dreamer. Be a mini creator. Be a dreamer. A lot of people are afraid to dream because their dreams never come true. Not us. We're believers.
Yes.
And believers dream.
That's right.
We dream. We dream of the goodness of God, don't we? We dream of the blessings of God to flow into our lives, right? We dream of receiving 30, 60, and 100-fold return on our giving, don't we? We dream about the window of heaven being open and blessing poured out on us. You know, we dream that my God in Ephesians 3:20 can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all I could ever ask or think.
Amen.
We dream about that.
Yes.
We should. We're dreamers. We're many creators.
Yes.
Because we have God, the creator. So we're just little mini creators,
yeah.
Right? That's exactly who we are. We're dreamers. We're mini creators. Amen. We create things. When we set a goal, we go after it. We create. And the reason we create is because it's God's plan. It's not just our plan. This is God's plan. Therefore, it will expand.
Amen.
Amen. Be a mini creator. Running out of time. Okay. Let's get through here. All right. Be careful who you share your dreams with. Be careful who you share your goals with, your dreams with.
Yeah.
Remember, there's no can't in God.
Amen.
Well, your family will be the first ones to tell you, you can't do that. Yeah. They'll be the first ones to try to talk you out of your dream.
Yep.
Yeah. So be careful who you share your dream with. Because, see, you're investing your faith in your dream. You're investing yourself. You have to invest yourself in your goal. You have to. You have to invest yourself, everything you've got in it. Be careful who you share your dream with. They might beat you down, speak evil of your dream, speak evil of you, tell people around you that they'll never get that done. That hurts. That hurts the heart. That begins to roll thoughts in the head and the mind, right? You begin to start believing these things. They get into your heart. You'll never win. So we cannot... Who do you share your dreams with? I'm going to tell you who you share your dreams with. You share your dreams with like-minded people.
That's right.
That number one being your spouse.
Amen.
She's like-minded. My wife thinks I can do anything.
That's right.
I wish I could think that way about myself, but my wife does. My mom thinks I can do anything.
That's right.
Oh, Brandon can do it. You know, I've got my wife signing me up for stuff that I ain't never done before. You know, it's all my life she's been that way, signing me up for things. Oh, my husband can get that done for you. Yeah, yeah. He'll take care of that, yeah. I've always been known now in my family as the fix-it man, Mr. Fix-It. Brandon can fix that. Yeah, Brandon can fix that.
Yeah.
Amen, but that's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
My family believes in, well, my mom believes I can do anything.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. And she's my biggest fan.
Yep.
Praise God.
Gretchen.
If I need to feel like I need to be able to... If I need my faith lifted up or if I need my encouragement, I just call Mom. She'll encourage me till I can't see straight. That's how she is. She's an encouragement to talk with. Encourages you, strengthens you in your character, right? Well, this is what the Word of God does for us. This is what the Spirit of God does for us. This is what our Father God does for us. He strengthens us. Amen. So be careful who you share your dreams with or who you share your goals with. Now lean on your dreams. Lean on them. Lean on them in times of disappointment. Lean on them in times of resistance. When you have, oh man, when you have a dream, and it's not up here, right? It's in here,
right?
I mean, it's your dream and it's in your heart. And oh man, and you just, oh, you're so excited. And something doesn't go right in your plan of going forward, right? You've got an idea. You've set different things in motion and something didn't make it. Something didn't work out the way you wanted it to. That's disappointment. So lean on that dream. Lean on it. See it. See that dream. And see that dream expanding. See that dream existing.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
Lean on that. Lean on that. It's going to come to pass. Know it in your heart. Know it in your heart. Failures are nothing but ways of not to do it. That's all a failure is. It's just we don't do it that way. There's a different way. God will make a way. That's why we have God on our side in this. Amen. I like this one. The devil won't get any bigger, but you will. The devil doesn't get any bigger. But you will. You're stronger in the Lord and the power of His might than anything. Right? Amen. We expand and abound. I like that. Amen.
Amen.
Let's see. Oh, boy. I'm not going to make it through this, am I? Okay. All right. Let's... when things don't seem right, all right, you're going after your goal. You're going after your dream. And something's just not right. You feel it in your spirit, right? Step back.
Yeah.
Remove yourself from everything.
Amen.
And I've always said this. Remove yourself from it. Step back. Remove yourself from it. Pray.
Yeah.
Get yourself alone, right?
Amen.
Alone with God.
Amen.
And then stop, look, and listen.
Yeah.
Stop, look, and listen. God will show you what's going on. He will. Because our God wants us to win.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to stop there. But our God wants us to win. He doesn't want us to fail. We're not built for failure, ladies and gentlemen. We're not built that way. That's not supposed to be a part of our vocabulary. Cabulary. That's capillaries. No, that's not supposed to be a part of us. We're victorious.
Amen.
Why would the Bible tell me that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me if I can't do all things? That would make that a lie, and that thing is not lying.
Nope.
I mean, this is all what the Word is. This is truth.
Amen.
This is truth, see. So it's not lying. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, right? I'm an overcomer, it says.
That's right.
I'm the head and not the tail.
Right.
I'm above and not beneath.
That's right.
I'm a winner.
Yeah.
I've got the life of God in me. Amen. I'm a winner. We're built to accomplish our goals. That's what we're built. We're built that way.
That's right.
When we've got God on our side, we can accomplish all things. Right?
Yes.
We're strong in the Lord and the power of His might, you know. Greater is He that is in me than he that's in this world, right? I mean, we can go on and on and on from scriptures to scripture to scripture about how victorious we are.
That's right.
But are we always victorious? No. Darn it. I want to be, right? I want to win in every situation. Yes. Bible says I can.
That's right.
So I guess maybe I need to get myself in the right position.
Yes.
Stop, look, and listen. And ask God, is this you? Is this what you want me to do, Lord? Or am I not to do this? Am I not to sign up for that? Am I not to do business here? Am I to pass up, you know, move on from that? You know, ask the Lord. He will tell you.
Yes, He will.
Why? Because He wants you to win.
Amen.
That way we can say, look and see what God has done for me today. He wants us to give Him glory. He wants us to glorify Him.
Amen.
So of course I do you think for one minute I ever want my kids to fail? No, absolutely not. You don't want your kids to fail.
No.
We want them to win in everything. You can do it, boy. Get that ball. Go ahead. Bite his leg. You know, go ahead. You can do it. You know, we want our children to be victorious. We want them to win.
Yeah.
We want them to be rich.
Yeah.
We want them to have all their dreams, anything they want. We want that for them, right?
Yeah.
We're just people, human beings. Our God wants the same thing for us, and even more so, because He created you.
Amen.
He created you special. You realize that? You're special to Him. The Bible says you're special people. You're peculiar.
That's right.
You're special. The Bible says He knows every hair on your head.
Amen.
That's how well He knows you. He knows if a sparrow falls. He knows you. See, amen? Why would we think that our God wouldn't want us to win? Why would we think our God doesn't want us to have wealth and to have health?
Amen.
To live life abundantly?
Amen.
Of course, we got to change our thinking.
Yes.
We got to stop listening to some of these knucklehead preachers out here that are preaching against the Word of God, plain and simple.
That's
trying to tell you that God took your child so you could be closer to Him. You touch my child, I'm not going to be close. I'm going to get closer to you, all right? You're going to be on the ground.
That's right.
Don't touch my family. Don't you see that's the way God would feel about us?
That's right.
Our God's not going to hurt us.
Amen.
We've chosen Him, see? See, He chose us before we even knew Him.
Amen.
And then we chose Him now. Oh, He loves us.
I mean,
He wants you to win. He wants you victorious. He wants you wealthy. He wants you healthy.
That's right.
Amen. He wants your mind to be clear and free.
Amen.
He wants your heart to be pure.
Amen.
Full of love.
Yes.
He wants so many things for us. So all we need to do then is just get with Him.
That's right.
Find out where you want me at here, Lord.
Yes.
What do you want me to do?
Amen.
So let's just do that. I mean, this week, get with God.
Amen.
Just sit down, get in a quiet place. Just sit back and just talk with Him.
Yeah.
you know, thank him for everything he's already done for you and the things he's doing for us. But Father, what you know what I want. It's in my heart. And I know you know my heart, God. You know, I really want this. So I want to make sure, is this okay with you? Is that all right? You know, I tell you, our divorce rate in the church would be a lot lower if people would check with God first.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
See, they get all hung up. Oh, she makes me feel so good. You know, that's what happens. You know, they use the flesh instead of the spirit.
That's right.
And boy, the spirit is willing. The flesh is weak. Amen. So we can't allow this body or feelings to guide us in our dreams.
Right.
Your feelings can't guide you in your goals and in your dreams.
That's right.
It's got to be the Spirit of God.
Lord.
It's got to be God's hand.
Amen.
That continually guides you. Amen.
That's
praise the Lord. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is so good. I pray that this week something sets down within you and you experience God in a new way. A way that you've never experienced him before. And because when you have a purpose, oh man, forget about it. You're on go.
That's right.
A man that doesn't have a purpose
yeah.
is lost.
That's right.
But when or a woman even for that matter. But when we have a purpose, we know God wants this for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh man, nothing can stop you. The resistance won't bother you.
That's right.
The failures of trying to get there won't bother you.
That's right.
You won't keep going. Why? Because I have a purpose and this is a plan from God.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Father, I thank you and I praise you and I glorify you that you're with us today. I pray, Father, for your guidance this week as we go. And Father, I pray that you'll speak to us, Father. Speak to our hearts. Let us hear you, Father. Feel you, see you, know you even more intimately this week. And Father, as we search you out and search out our dreams and our goals, Father, I pray that we'll hear your voice and that we'll know that this plan is from you. I thank you for it. I pray for your protection upon us this week in Jesus' name. We give you glory and honor until we see you next week, Father.
Hallelujah.
We bless you and we praise you.
Praise
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Have a blessed week. Love you all.